A fast-moving clipper-type system is tracking across Pennsylvania. Eventually, the storm will transfer energy to a developing storm south of Long Island later tonight. The storm is far enough to the south to keep any snow of significance away from us. However, there is the chance for some light snow showers or even a little bit of light snow in areas south of the capital region tonight into tomorrow morning. So there's the chance for at least a slippery light accumulation of snow in those areas. But for the rest of us, we're just looking at some clouds that are on the northern fringe of this fast-moving storm system. It has been another cold day across our area. Temperatures this afternoon have been mainly in the teens and 20s, though areas south of Albany have come close to the 30-degree mark. As we move into tonight, temperatures will chill down, mainly into the single digits and teens, though we are possibly looking at some below zero readings once again through portions of the Adirondacks. And then into the day tomorrow, we'll have, again, that chance for some flurries or light snow in areas south of Albany early. Otherwise, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. It'll probably be a little bit cloudier during the morning. We'll have a little bit more in the way of sunshine tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures will bounce back up into the 20s to around 30 degrees. A few areas south of Albany are likely to rise above the 30-degree mark. The weather remains quiet into the day on Friday with partly to mostly sunny skies and seasonably cool conditions. And then on Saturday, we're watching for the potential of a coastal storm that could bring some snow to our area. The track on that is still a bit uncertain, so this far out, it's hard to say if the storm will hit our area for sure, but it's certainly something that we will monitor over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, low in the single digits to lower teens, some spots below zero in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and seasonable, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the single digits and teens. Some spots will go below zero in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or flurries, low around 20. Tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, a chance of morning snow showers or flurries, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, high around 30. Region-wide, on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, high in the mid-20s to lower 30s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow, with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.